All right, welcome to Whispers of Oxenfurt, live commentary edition, otherwise known as Whiskey, Wine, and The Witcher. We are here for Season 1, Episode 4 of Banquets, Bastards, and Burials.
Lindsay's back.
And speaking in third person. There you go.
Unfortunately, the wine that I had for this...
Pink Moscato.
Wasn't very good.
We found out it is not good at all.
I don't know if it was just that brand or maybe I've never had pink Moscato before. So unfortunately, the wine tonight is a black cherry White Claw. Sipping in style, pinkies up.
For me, it is a Weller 12 whiskey. And to boot with that, because I'm not trying to get messed up because I might have something a little bit to do tomorrow. And also have a Leinenkugel, I think is how you say it. Mm-hmm. Vanilla Snowdrift Porter Burra here to kind of sip on. Nice and dark. You want to try it?
No.
Okay. So other than that, we also have something I rudimentally thought up before and then forgot about it, but it's still in my notes. Is a very, very... Oh, that's what I'm supposed to say, rudimentary. A very rudimentary drinking game for that. And for we will take a sip, at least as long as we remember, each time Geralt growls or... Give something like that. Each time destiny is uttered, I will not take a shot or finish the drink because I've learned my lessons. Each time the word Nilfgaard is mentioned, monster is mentioned, or magic. And we will finish our drink whenever Geralt gives his famous fuck. And there is one in this episode.
That's pretty good.
So we will do that. Yeah, I still got that junk in my throat. I kind of want to keep that in there. So... Without further ado, I think that's everything covered. Oh, a final thing, if you haven't looked at too much, there's going to be a lot of spoilers here. I'm not promising anything I won't say. There will be spoilers for all of the books, all the games, anything that could possibly come up. I will give warning beforehand, but just in case you don't want to, again, bail out. And that is that. We got everything covered?
Yep, let's get started.
All right, so as usual, you want to sync this up when we start it. I've got it ready to go. I did not check the volume of it, so... Let's do it. So we will start the show in 3, 2, 1, now. Fuck me. Stop. All right. It literally, if you don't move it, if you keep it still, it goes away, and I didn't move it. So I'm not even going to edit this out because that's what we don't do here. We don't like editing. So take two. I'm going to move it so it doesn't go away. And if you're, did I say fuck there? Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're drinking every time I say fuck, drink another one. And sorry for that. All right, so we're going to start it again in 3, 2, 1, now. Ba-doom. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right,
that's
rough
how
start
the night's
here.
Starting, yeah.
I also think I was going way loud into that mic,
we're
so
gonna be rough.
We can adjust it. Oh, I should also say, as the whispering voices overlap, as we have it on here, that this covers the short story of A Question of Price for Geralt. And the Sword of Destiny from the second book, The Sword of Destiny, in Ciri. And there were massive changes to that. Because this right here is Ciri going into Brokolan Forest. In the books, she goes into it with this other guy named Freshenet. Sintra has not fallen yet in the books. And then Geralt meets Ciri in Brokolan Forest. So there's a massive changes from the stories. Pretty controversial too, because this is obviously where they meet.
Right.
But alas, it doesn't happen.
This music is super intense right now.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
Oh.
Somebody said Dora. Dara.
I love how, okay, now we're ready to fight you. Like a second ago, we were just chilling.
We were hiding. The dryads.
So does she understand them, even though they're speaking in Elder? Because she's of elven blood or whatever?
You know, I think I'm going to plead the fifth on that, because I'm kind of confused. I don't want to say anything wrong, but...
I mean, that'd be an interesting
thing. In the show,
thing.
She doesn't... No, she doesn't know what they're saying here. Yeah, she doesn't... In the show, she doesn't know. But I guess because she has, like, those fits. Oh. J.J. Abrams lens flare. He does the lens flare.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know what that is?
Obviously what I just saw.
What is the flare?
You liar.
That's her middle name. Cirilla Fiona Ellen Rhiannon. And they never say that that's ethne. I need to quit touching the table because I think that's coming through. I don't think they ever mentioned her name, that that's ethne, the queen of the dryads, but I think it's made to think that. And an interactive timeline and map just came out, and I think it has Jaskier at 41 years old.
Oh, really?
Which is laughable. Like, there's no fucking way he's 41. At least I never thought that he'd be 41. I guess there's never anything you have that in there. But I never once thought that he would be like 41. And I think they actually have it to where Geralt is older than Yen on the show. And in the book, she is older than him.
Right.
I don't know why, if they said why then, or maybe they'll have something later, but... just another change. He's just scribing next to him. Oh, he died.
Okay. I love this. Yeah. He's fine.
He's fine.
And he like walks in. See? I feel like I'm about to take a sip because he's going to grunt.
You could at least wipe off your face. Uh-oh. Oh, we should definitely have that.
What?
Drink whenever this song comes on.
Okay.
You just look at him like, these motherfuckers here. I mean, it's not like he has the rights to the song. He gets paid every time they say it. Dude, wipe your face off and your drink wouldn't be so gross.
I've made you famous.
Which, that's not wrong. Fuck off. Oh, cat's here. All right, Stella's here to join in. Stella, say hi into the mic.
Yeah.
And he's just...
and he's just... yeah.
Yammering and yammering. And here... food, women, and wine. There you go.
He's like...
oh, oh, that's it? Okay. Wasn't listening to you before.
I was going to say, oh, you have to take a shower, though. Oh, grunts. Take a sip.
But he did he grunt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Whoa, that got picked up. Oh, this is one of my favorite things he says coming up here. What Jaskier says here.
There we go.
Mothers, ooh.
That face.
He has another good one
perfect.
Later. He has another good one later, but yeah. Right here. There you go. That sums it up perfectly there. I never get involved, and then he does. Like, that was a fantastic line that shows, like, yeah, Geralt's full of shit. Oh, drink up, monster.
Oh.
Sip. Ooh.
Oh,
drink. Hmm. The huh. That's like a grunt.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
He's like, fuck.
All right, so in the short story, Calanthe herself personally invites Geralt, saying, hey, some trouble might happen. He goes as Lord Ravix of Forehorn, and I don't believe that actually happens in there as well. Where he's just up in there. Like, Mousak
but
knows
they know
him.
Each other. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he kind of helps keep the secret.
Kind of, yeah. Mousak doesn't announce to everybody, hey!
White wolf. So I'm not going to lie, like, his eyes being that golden and stuff, you know, it reminds me of Twilight.
They had eyes like that?
Yeah. Like that, like, same, like, kind of golden, yeah.
Yeah, but I think another thing in here is they're realizing he's got those cat eyes. People will know he's a fucking Witcher. That's why when people talk shit to him, I'm like, what do you think? Is there some kind of fucking continental version of contacts here? They know he's a fucking Witcher.
That. Yeah.
He's wearing a goddamn medallion around the whole time.
Yeah.
Horse trading.
Small doses.
Not with the Skelligans.
She looks like
Ciri.
Not even that, but so uneasy. I don't know if it's just because she's in love with the other guy.
Well,
like,
that's
all these
why
people,
she's uneasy.
But she, like, 100% looks afraid.
Well, look, every time when Dunny comes in, like, they show her, and she's super uneasy, but never, like, you can tell it's like, wait a minute, they keep showing her.
Yeah.
It's because, but that's why she is. She's like, I love this other dude. I don't want to be here.
But she almost looks like she knows that she might, like, burst.
Oh, like, maybe, I don't, you know? No, I'm pretty sure this is, like, when it happened. Exposition. Mm-hmm. King Ragnar's death.
Uh-oh.
Good. Fat little lord. Oh, gotta go.
He's like,
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, wait, where are you going?
Scoundrel.
Uh-oh. What?
It's arse.
He's like, that rumor's about to go around.
That's true.
Aww.
He's like,
okay. Money? All right,
yeah,
sure.
No, I'll take that.
I didn't notice that. Do you see him, like, look down at his balls when
he
left?
Did he?
Yeah, like, ooh. He's like, fuck, no, I really can't leave. Yep, I'm gonna come into my daughter's just drowsed in blood and
not too much south by Sodden. Can people not wash their face before they enter, like, rooms?
Apparently not. Her funeral. He's like,
I do like how they don't always, like, the way she sounded there was not very royal and regal. Says the bloody mortal nonsense from a funeral. Yeah. Like,
she's about to cry.
Like the lion.
Yeah.
Lioness.
I didn't see that. Yeah.
Yeah, the lioness claws on her armor. I do also like, and a lot of people have pointed this out, that her armor is non-sexualized. There's no place for her breasts to go.
Yeah.
Well, it's a breastplate, but place for her...
For her boobs.
Yeah, there you go. Crack. Remember him from the games?
I do like how she's kind of...
No, or not.
Sorry. She kind of, like, almost makes fun of, like, what her mom is, like... You kind of missed the comment. She was like, oh, maybe I should go behead some elves and, like, hang around for those who find, like,
well, that's what she's saying there. Like, you just slaughtered a bunch. Well, again, that's what happens. That's what happens in, like, feudalism. All this. Some lord doesn't want to fucking pay taxes. Mm-hmm. The king or whoever, the higher lord, goes down there. They put all those people, they fucking pay your taxes. Okay, boom. Right. Then nothing ever really happens to them. But the people they force to fight all die. Feudalism. I don't think I really cared for this.
So
the whole broccolon thing. Like I don't know. I just don't know if it was fully needed or just without Geralt. Maybe I'm just like, eh.
Will this forest come back up?
Like, in the book, like in the story.
In yeah.
Well, again, the whole thing that happens right, here. So this different. Is Geralt and Ciri, and yeah, and at the end of it, I'll just go ahead and say this now because I don't have it there. At the end of the story, Ciri drinks the waters. Ciri drinks the waters, and nothing happens to her. And that's when they're like, oh, shit, something special about this girl. Because she was, they make her. Any girl that comes in, anybody that goes to Broccolon Forest, they make the girls, there you go. All newcomers must drink the waters. That's for the show right there. What happens is, if you go into Broccolon Forest, if you make it in there, they don't kill you coming in. If you're a guy, like someone like Dara that would be in there, you ain't leaving. Because Freshenet, the guy that came with her, stayed there as a stud.
Right.
To stud more dryads. Dryads are only girls. Any girl that go in there, you drink it and you become a dryad. And so Ciri drinks it, nothing happens. And they realize like, oh shit, this is special. Destiny, oh Geralt, I'm tied to Geralt. And they're like, okay, y'all cool, y'all leave. Well, at the end when they leave, Malsat comes through and says, I'm going to take her back to Syntra. And Geralt's saying like, okay, go. And Ciri's like, no, don't leave me, don't leave me. And Geralt lets her go. Well, what we know that comes on, he thinks she ends up dying at Syntra. Right. And that's when he gets so depressed and everything there.
And that's where the difference is.
And that's
is.
When he becomes like, I have to find her again. Mm-hmm. And that's a major difference. But here we get sassy Geralt here. But another change here where she invited Geralt in
right.
the story.
Yes. Yeah,
because
so
she
a
knew
different,
because
but
she
kinda,
knew Dunny was coming.
It kind of ends in the same yeah. way, though. Of
she knew about Dunny, and she knows about him here. Old man. Old man is great. Utter nonsense. Yeah, Yasker's like, don't do it. Don't do it. And he's going to do it. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Diffuse.
Big sigh. Yeah. She's like, you're fucking yeah. lying. I know it. I'd be like, no, thank you.
That smirk right there. Look at.
And I think she doesn't believe that either.
The song.
Ooh. Cheers.
Yeah. Dang, ice thirsty.
Oh, you big suck up.
Thirsty boy.
He's like, God damn it.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, look at him. Oh, drink.
He's like, I was trying to get away from this, and now I just got thrown right in the middle of it.
As happens when you're a fucking witcher.
I lied.
It's my middle name. Oh, that's right. This is where he finds out.
Uh-oh.
Castle.
He's like, yeah, that's your grandma.
You know that whole thing I said about my family getting slaughtered?
Uh-huh. Yeshua, dude.
Coward.
It's not cowardice. I know. Feels so guilty.
Of course, survivor's guilt. Your grandmother's a bit.
So is your grandmother.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That drink. Drink, yeah.
Destiny.
Speaking some truths.
Dropping some major knowledge bombs.
Drop some bombs. Oh, wait. Is this the best song? No.
I believe so.
The song's coming? No, it's a new scene when it comes in. I like how she doesn't even finish it. She just laughs.
Basically, yeah, like shit.
Just like a... There it is. Look at him like, wait a minute. What does that mean? Oh, certainly. If something were to happen.
You know, just maybe.
You never saw Last of the Mohicans, did you?
No.
Damn, she was like the young girl that I think threw herself off the cliff at the end.
That's, yes.
You've seen it?
No, I'm sorry. Oh. I was distracted by her being like, I'm queen, I can demand. And he's fuck you, you're not my queen.
Yeah. Do what you want. You're doing shit. A Question of Price, the movie she was in. This is another thing showing. Oh, yeah, good point. Oh, hell, just keep it ready. Drag Bondu, another guy from the books, at least. They got him in there. Okay, he's ready.
God, just a bunch of dicks trying to make a dig.
It's just boys club, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. This is the best pickup line in history. Here it comes. Here it is. My potent seed inside your...
Cool.
Oh, man.
And why would she care about that when she's the queen? Like, she's proved, like, a woman can rule. Why would I care if she produces a male?
Well, they're going to go after him. Oh, no, that is true. That's what's thing about when they have a, like, matrilineal. Like, this would be essentially matrilineal.
Yeah.
Again, this is them just showing that, like, Nilfgaard is fucking nothing. She's calling it a backwater, which in the books and everything like that, it was fucking not a backwater. It was the Empire. Who, Caedwin? Oh, yeah, Yen's in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Her asshole king.
But this is, like, years after.
This?
No, yeah, from this the last time we saw her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think she says here. But we're like, oh no, from there we're before. Didn't she say something like 20 years here or something? Take her. Does that woman look like Amanda Seyfried? Is that where I'm getting the vibe from?
Maybe, but it's, I mean, it's not her.
I know it's not.
Yeah, the big eyes.
Yeah, that's what, it's a big eyes and like the round face. Yeah. I know it's not her, but. I'm getting that vibe from her. Oh, she hates you. You fucking sorceress. It's kind of hard watching with a cat tail in the way. Oh, now a cat head in the way. Oh, she's going down. Oh, don't do that. Okay.
It's good.
We're good. We're good. Last three.
There we go.
So fucking 30 years. He's been there for 30 years. Basically going to be older than the queen right there.
100%. And looking hotter than ever.
That's true. If it would have been there, it would have been like, she damn near not would have raised her, but been there since, oh no, she would have been the betrothal. Yeah, that's true. Duh. She wouldn't have been from there.
She's like, girl, you got no idea.
Oh, it's about to be exciting. Them's what? The words. Doom. Wait, hold up. Who's doing all the stabbing?
Remember, he has that little monster.
But that monster didn't have swords.
It had little...
Oh, like blades?
Like scorpion. Like a, it looked like a scorpion hand.
That looked like... Didn't that, was that not like
but
blades?
I think that was... Yeah, but I really think that's like the monster.
Weird. Was that guy named? Oh, Callus. That's her, the queen. Unless they
we
got some of them.
We talked about this. Like he, so the king literally just said, hey, Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and... These...
Yeah,
what,
kill
eight,
all
eight
his
people?
Guard. But again, these will be royal guards.
Right. Look,
like,
we're just
what a
kill them.
Fucking asshole. Why doesn't Yen... Yeah, you brought that up, right?
I did, yeah.
Why doesn't Yen go back and kill that motherfucker or do something? This motherfucker's trying to kill him.
See that little
thing? Oh, they
thing.
Are like blades.
Yeah,
okay,
they're like,
they are.
Yeah, that.
Oh, they are. Okay. But like, what the fuck? This dude literally was like, okay, kill the queen. Yen, that should have been you.
Right. That's what's kind of weird. Yeah, like... He was going to kill everyone there, right? Well, no,
oh,
he doesn't
yeah.
kill Yen. Oh, she cause
no,
she leaves cause the queen.
Because she leaves, yeah. Which we'll get there. Because Yen about to get run through the ringer.
I mean, I'll give Yen credit. Like, she realizes what... She's like, you have a fucking tracker on you.
Yep. They're after you. I mean, there is kind of like a pope in Novigrad here, the hierarch, but why can't you fucking get divorced? This ain't Christianity. This ain't actual medieval Europe. Just get a fucking divorce. Get an annulment.
Or you're a fucking king. Just take another wife.
Well, you can't do that. There's
ooh.
Not, oh, got it. I always think this is a Karathi desert. But yeah, oh, throw up.
You know what I like, and this is kind of a girl thing, to make her eyes look more purple, you know, so she always has that, like, green, like, kind of eyeliner on her eyes. It's
oh,
to make
yeah.
the purple stand out more.
To make it pop?
Yeah.
To make that purple pop.
We gotta open up White Claw number 2.
White Claw number 2 is open. Esquan.
Oh.
I'll say the portals look really good in this show. They don't look cheesy. I like the kind of translucent look of it. Did
you
that
know,
thing just slip on the wet ground?
So something that's kind of funny is like, I know she realizes it like soon, but Yen's literally still trying to protect her.
Oh, yeah. And that's what it is. She's her charge. And then she's like, uh-oh, what?
Uh-oh.
Bitch, what? Foresee, oh,
foresee
okay.
this, I'm not a fucking psychic.
So we're telling me, okay, we'll see what happens. And there it is, that's the...
All right,
I know what you're after.
That's the I'm fucking done with this shit, Yen.
She looks a lot different there. Oh, see ya. And she's out.
See, I sometimes wonder here, like, did she feel bad for leaving? Or did she feel bad for leaving the kid?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Like the baby, like the
yeah.
innocent baby.
Oh, fish. Here we go. The best song in the series. Better than Toss a Coin.
The wink.
It's in the moon. No. Look, even Drag Bond Dude's like, okay. Fellow musician, Harry Young Phone. day, hey ho. Ba ba. We need the full version of that, please. I beg. That's all I want for season two. I want the origin story of the fishmonger's daughter in that song. I don't give a shit about anything else. Yep. But you acquiesce.
I love to that. It. Let her decide.
Well, then she can try to do it. Yeah. Here's how you do it. You say, I'm the fucking queen. I'm a despotic ruler. I'm going to do it. And then you'll say, who's with me? And right. The ones that rebel, you put it down, and then you establish it. Because that's all that happens in there. She can't just do whatever she wants. She's at the mercy of the people beneath her. But then you go those upstart townships in the south, and then you say, boom, we're going to do whatever the fuck we want.
Right.
But she ain't going to do it.
I kind of hate how... Oh, drink.
Oh, drink.
But I hate how that question's not really answered.
What? What question? Kaer Morhen. Question of what?
Like, I don't know. Like, they can do it, though, can't they?
Yeah, she's a despot. It's a despotic one person. There's no fucking Congress here. There's no Duma. There's none of that. But you're at the mercy of the people beneath you.
So she can do whatever she wants. Like, I want to marry you?
No. Her and, we know, her and Ice are already.
Yeah,
here comes Dooney. Dooney, the fucking hedgehog. And for people who want to take this series so seriously, here's a fucking hedgehog.
I love it how he's like the misunderstanding when I kicked your guard's ass.
Yeah. He got in real easy. Which he kind of did in the books too. Except in the books, Ice didn't be like bollocks to that like he's about to do. She tricks him because she knows about it.
Who?
Pavetta. And she says, hey, it's midnight. Take that shit off or whatever. And she tricks him into taking it off before midnight. And then she's like, oh my God, look at this fucking freak. Go kill him.
Ah.
But Pavetta's face. Then Ice, come on. Here you go. Hey. Bollocks to that. Got a pretty shitty helmet there that comes off that easy.
Sometimes I wonder, girl, it's like, does this shit just follow me around?
Destiny.
It's just everywhere I go.
Oh, we don't drink at his. Whatever the price.
Exactly. It's not a monster.
But it's a question of price. Oh, Dooney. Okay. Fuck out of here.
But he's boom. Like, he's like, nah, look, I'm pretty much a badass, so.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a TV show. But he literally, didn't he just hit that guy right in the fucking chest with his armor? Oh, that would have been a good one to drink at Law of Surprise. Or Surprise would be a good one. She knows. See, look, that face right there. Like, it's not, you know,
yes.
You can tell.
Yeah, no, that is like the love of my life might die. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, they actually did cut him there in the spot between the plates. That's good. Oh, see,
I feel
hit
like
him
they
there.
Get taught. Yeah, I'm sure they probably get
taught.
Well,
no, taught. But I'm saying like when Geralt fights, I believe he's like hitting people right across the chest. And
right.
People think the full plate armor, it stops the slashing. That's what it's for.
Right.
It's about the stabbing in between the plates.
In between, yes.
And you have to have usually a thin. There was something, I can't remember it. This is badass here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, right here when he gives the look, like, whoosh. Geralt hits him and... looks down at him. All right,
he's
let's
like,
do this shit right
up.
Here. Okay, here you go.
I love
Doom.
This. Kill them both. You think you're going to kill that fucking Wisher?
Kill them both and then...
You're
well, hell,
to
this
lose
dude's
all
holding his
your
own.
People.
Ding, ting, ting. See, he's like... Well, I guess you can say he's hitting the neck.
You can
see,
like,
you
see
the blood, the
neck.
CGI
yeah.
blood. I think he's a Wisher, so he can precisely hit it. So now Ice just... Donk.
Okay, we're going to have to go over the Law of Surprise again. How does
oh, they explain
how does
it.
He have a right to the Law of Surprise with Pravetta?
They like, explain it. We'll get there. Rah. That's like, dude, he's like, all right, motherfuckers, you want to go?
Well, the problem is it's her love now fighting with
the
Witcher.
Queen, yoink. Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, she's going to kill anyone to save him.
Ice is like, oh my God. You can just see when his boner just gets full
oh,
erection.
Yeah.
Like he can't fight anymore there. He's just fully erect.
And she's in a corset.
Yeah. So do we need to examine ice erect, or we just we need to go over it, or no?
Nah. Just pretty much that he had a hard
time. I wonder if they'll bring back these assassins. Because they're really fucking creepy.
Yeah, it's almost like the warlocks.
They never did that in Game of Thrones. They had those warlocks in season two, and they never brought back those warlocks. And so with these fucking assassins like this, it's kind of badass. Take her. Jesus Christ. God, that's
fucking terrible.
That's because we're not supposed to feel as a sacrifice. Good Christ. We're not supposed to feel sorry for her when this happens. Damn.
Ugh.
But I don't feel sorry for her. Now go get the baby. And they always hesitate.
Yes.
Oh, and woo!
Ooh,
we're about to get a badass look from Yen here, right here.
She's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That look is, let's fucking go. And we're going to bring up a sore spot here, but this baby just got dobbied.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yes.
I thought because she landed in the water, it drowned.
Oh, because it's all blue? Because
look, she's cut.
Oh, shit, you're right.
I think the baby drowns.
Or dies in the portal.
Or the portal, yeah.
You're right, she did get hit. Okay,
she got hit.
I selected the baby got dobbied.
Fine, but yeah, because look, it's...
Yeah, you're right, because it's all blue. Maybe it can't go through the portal.
Maybe the knife go right through her?
No, because there's no knife wound on the baby. There'd
be a blood on the baby.
That's true. I don't know.
See, so this is where I get kind of confused.
Because it wouldn't drown that quickly.
Is this the moment she realizes, like, I want a kid, I want a family? Or has she always, like...
I think what it could be right now, she's like, wow, that bitch. Well, I guess she doesn't know that she's tried to sacrifice it.
Right, but it could be. Well, it could be near death. This is where she's like, I'm my strong own person, like.
Yeah. So now she's like, Dooney, wait a minute. Everyone's got to be like, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking hedgehog. Sonic ass looking motherfucker. Yeah, Geralt's like.
And Geralt's like, yeah, so, yep. You said like, he's like, hey, remember when you said earlier about her choosing her own husband?
Oh, yeah. I said it's true. She knew that, though. You know, now that I say that, maybe in the show she didn't know. Maybe that's what we're made to... No, but that's why she hadn't come up. But she... There it is. Hunting, wolves were going to come upon him. He saved him. Rognar said, whatever you find at home you're not expecting. And this happens. And she makes a point of that in the books also. She does not like him at all. She's like, this motherfucker. This motherfucker. See, because he knew. See? Because she knew. Stupid. Yeah. She does not like Rognar. An honest gamble. That comes from the Bible, too. It happened in the Bible.
A bumper crop.
But it happened in the Bible, where a guy did that and said, thank you, Lord. I'll sacrifice whatever I see at first at home. His fucking daughter ran out to greet him.
Oh, yeah. You told me that story.
But that they executed the daughter. They actually sacrificed the daughter.
But in other things,
they don't ever sacrifice the boys. God's like, whoa, no, no. Don't sacrifice the boys Isaac. Sacrificing Isaac. And God's like, hey, chill, don't do that. But when it comes to sacrificing that daughter, nah. I get that bitch out of here. Can't go around sacrificing boys.
I mean, I know it's a different relationship between Ciri and Geralt that ends up being more like a father-son thing, but this is
all... What are you about to say?
Foreshadowing.
Okay. Keep going.
now you ruined it.
No, no, no. I thought you were
going to... No, like, it's foreshadowing. Like, he said, when I claimed the law of surprise, I never thought I would, like, actually love this girl.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of foreshadowing that Geralt and Ciri's relationship is going to be...
Very different love, but
right,
yeah.
But the tie destiny. Through destiny, you're going to, like, you found each other, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, fuck. We have not been drinking at Destiny. He just said it there, and we might have been missing. So, let's just... Oh, my fucking God. Just drink it. We might just need to finish.
I'm gonna need another White Claw.
This is a badass line right here, though. That's a badass line.
Preach.
That's in here. Ding. That's a fucking awesome line, also. She doesn't go to ice. Monster fucking Christ. All right, we just have to just keep drinking. Do I need to go grab another drink? Not the previous one. Oh my good God. This is why we don't take shots anymore. That's a good line too.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Well, in reality, there isn't. We're all just fucking floating in here. It's just chaos.
But a promise has to be honored, yeah.
Oh, wise mopey Geralt. He's so wise with ya.
I do like, I mean, I like it though. He throws out some good shit.
He's like, hey, this might work out. Dunny. Well.
Come on, do something right for your daughter. I mean, it is a knight.
Yeah, right. Lord Urchin of Irlandwald. She's like,
give,
oh no.
Give him the head nod.
Is my power being taken from me?
Give the head nod.
Take my sword iced. You're grabbing the blade, son. Because, I mean, again, they kind of had their thing already.
Right.
Well, I guess they kind of didn't.
Well, no, they said something about how they always thought, like, they would get married, but she's like, yeah. I don't want to get married.
But it's unclear. I guess you could say when Pavette is doing the outburst, maybe that's when they kind of realize it.
Oof. But even in, like, the first episode, when Syndra falls or whatever, I don't think they're actually still married.
Oh, no, they are.
Oh, she tries to kill him, right? No,
they are by then. This is much... I mean, this is way after.
No, I know.
Okay. No, they get married
right after this. Oh, they
do? Yeah. Nah. And this is fucking awesome, too. Just the...
He's like...
Boom! Like, that is fucking awesome.
I do wonder, though, so why was he protected just because, like...
Who, Dunny?
Yeah.
In the books, he wasn't. In the books, it's... He's... He got stabbed by... Rainfarn of Atra, and he was like kind of out, and that's when Geralt kind of they came in, and they don't have that speech right there. They don't do that right now. Like literally, they go to attack Dunny, and she's like, "No," and she goes crazy, and it's just her, and it's her like in this fucking fit by herself, but launching everything back. They're talking about silverware being thrown. I mean, everything's just fucking crazy, and there was this guy called Kudkudak who made like perfect animal noises. And that's what he would do. And he distracts her in this moment. And he distracts her there. And then Geralt and Malsak, like, fuck. I think Geralt hits her with Ard. And Malsak does something. And that kind of gets her out of it. And they don't have Kudkudak, which to me would be kind of funny. You have a guy in there doing, like, perfect animal noises. Right. But maybe it would just be stupid. So.
I think the point of it would be lost.
I think the point of this is the fact that they're together.
Yes. And that's all she wanted was to be with him and blah, blah, blah.
I will say, though, I think this goes on a little long.
Well, my question is, does she realize she's speaking Elder and floating in the mud? Or is this her in like a trance of a fit?
No, because Ciri ends up doing that also. Kind of like
Ciri later, yes.
Yeah. I think as far as the show goes, I we're not made to think that she knows fucking Elder. It just kind of comes up in this thing.
It's just happening.
She's in a fit. See, that's him trying to do Ard and gets thrown back again.
Which one's Arg?
Ard is the force foot where he throws them back. Like what he did to the Striga and the people in the first episode. Oh, and take that potion.
Take a potion.
Yeah.
Not what is this one gonna do?
I don't. It gives him more ability, and the druid is like, oh.
He's like, all right, let me.
Again, I just love how these actors who have been just classically trained are just sitting there with this probably massive fans, and they're like, oh my god, shaking this stuff, and I mean, they're doing this shit for probably fucking 2 hours at a time, doing this, and it's just like.
And just the fact that like, you got to stay in that character you're in. Like, you can't be affected by that.
This is just
too
long for me. This is going on too long. Like, we get it. The chant's going. They're struggling.
I think it's the struggle.
There's no real distraction. It's like, does Geralt kind of will this distraction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's also foreshadowing that that's a part of, you know, that's your. Because the child's in her already, right? Ciri's already in her.
Unless they just banged right there.
Oh, remember when she
I know, but I'm saying like, let's say just.
But right, but you know what I mean? Like, Ciri's already in there, so maybe it was the destiny pull to Geralt that made
that's a good point.
Her turn.
That's a good point.
Dang, I should drink more.
That's a good point. No kidding. That's how we figure this shit out.
I really just thought you got to be like, in that right, like, buzz. Could be what it is.
No, that's not bad. Yeah, it's a good one. I like it. I'm going to steal it. I already recorded the Wind's Howling episode for this, so if not, I would have taken it. But, you know, I was thinking the other day that maybe the connection.
Uh-huh.
Y'all drink it.
Hope.
Well, save your drink because he's gonna say fuck later. No, do you have any left?
Yeah, I poured the other one in there.
They just said destiny like five fucking times. They didn't say magic any this time. I guess that's more for the earlier episode.
We should do magic / chaos for that part of it.
That's a good one, but that was more when they were learning it, like with.
So this is another thing.
What?
Where is everyone? They all get blown out of the room, though?
No, like, they got thrown to the edges of the room, though.
So they're all just, no one got up after it ended? Everyone's not scrambling around, like, getting the fuck out?
Leaving?
You'd see everyone going to the exits.
Yeah. They're like, I'm out.
But nope, we're just going to, there we go.
Well, they got to wait for the cameras to turn on them.
Ah.
Once they put the cameras on them. They're extras. Oh, there's Drag Bondu right there. Hey, get in the shot there, Drag. I like that name, Drag.
No.
Bond?
No.
Do?
No.
How many kids have been named Geralt in the last month? Or Ciri? Ciri.
Okay, so it did skip her. I was going to say, wait, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it does. Like Ciri. It was the mother, Adelia. Adelia was her mother that had it, I think. You know what? Adelia?
So it's
a... Yeah, Adelia, Clanthian, Pavetta. I think Adelia did. Oh, she said destiny. They really fucking say that word a goddamn lot.
Uh-huh.
This might have been more. I should have been counting. This might have been more in the first episode. Law of Surprise. Fuck, we need to have that one as well. Yeah, we need to put that one.
Well, it was only really for this episode.
Nah. Is it?
I feel like it.
Yeah, maybe. See, we're made to assume that right there when they agree.
Oh, duh. Yeah. Must have totally missed that.
You don't remember
that? No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I'm assuming it's to be right. And he's Skelligan. Mousak is Skelligan. Even though he doesn't really.
I don't think she actually has. I think she just did right then.
No, I think it's when he's protecting her. I think it's like we need. And she realized, like, oh, this is a good dude. Before he gets fucking.
He's like.
Arrow to the eye.
Really, y'all?
Delightful.
Oh. I forgot about Ciri.
I didn't put that either. That was Pavetta's no.
Oh, it was. You're
that
right.
That was Pavetta's no right there. When she's seeing the visions.
So what's this supposed to be a vision
this
of?
This is the slaughter of Sentry.
This is the slaughter.
This is the slaughter of Sentry, yeah. I think we can assume that. Yeah. Yeah, they showed that in the first episode with the one. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, was that the cutting of the ears?
It looked like it.
Is that cutting ears off elves? Fuck,
maybe.
I wish I could see that again.
Or, I don't know, it looked kind of like hair.
Oh, Kyr. The man with the winged helmet. He is very, his whole thing is very different. So far.
Yeah.
Kyr.
Go over him one time.
Kyr Mar Different Epsialic. Kyr Mar Different Epsialic.
So did she already drink the water, or that was a dream she was having?
No, she doesn't drink it yet, right?
Okay.
No, they show her. Yeah, because he just...
I thought
just...
they did, yeah.
She...
She's like,
Everything. Straight cult right here.
Right?
Everything. Come drink it, Siri. We'll be happy. I kind of wish I joined a cult.
No.
Not joined, but at least like tried. Why didn't anybody ever ask me? Don't you feel left
You're
out?
You're too free thinking.
Well, not when I was younger.
True.
Well, I guess I was too religious though when I was younger.
Yeah.
They knew. Well, no, they knew that was a lost cause.
Well, that's what most of it is religion.
No, you find the people that are lost. They don't know anything. The people that know what it is, they're not going to go after me. I'd be like, fuck you. Believe
I'm
in Jesus.
I'm following God.
Jesus. Yeah, I follow God. So there's the waters. I kind of like the Gwent card when it's like that. This is kind of like,
so she just like, actually drink that shit. For something to happen to her?
That's the point. They're supposed They're supposed to like change and start having a reaction to it.
Huh?
Here comes a very, as my co-host on Wins Howling, Abu, pointed out, this is very on the nose here, but it's really good.
What, this?
What she says is very on the nose. Just about women.
Oh.
Women's roles. Her parents no good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes me think she knows that she tried to sacrifice her.
That's true. Although she'd been with her all those years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, lovers.
Eventually disappoint.
Geralt. But not at the end, though. And Ishri, too. You're a gal. You don't say the R. Gal. You're a gal. You're a vessel. See, right here, this is... You just used up. Put vessels. Through the meat grinder.
Pop that kid out.
Thrown away. See, again, it's on the nose, but it's good. So to me, this is where in the show, it's the turning point of her where the jadedness really comes in. When the, man, fuck these people. Fuck all these motherfuckers. I'm doing my thing here.
But hey, this is also PSA, gentlemen. Treat your women nice.
Well, yeah, just...
Not as a vessel.
Yeah. Do less than that.
Don't just tell them they're special.
Treat them better than a medieval fantasy king would. Which is, hey, give me a goddamn son. Because we can't have no useless women around here. No women's. It could be like medieval France. Medieval England did have women queens. Medieval France could not. Salic law. It did not happen. That's why that shit got crazy. Someone died without it and went to like some fucking random ass cousin. And then everybody claimed it. Well, it did because they were like, oh, no brothers. Oh, fuck. And then they go, here, no, I have a claim. No, I have a claim. And the biggest claim was we had the biggest fucking army. Like, it wasn't like, oh, this is it. Everybody fall in line. No, it's, hey, I'm claiming it. Here's my fucking army. I'm claiming it. Let's go.
Why do they have blue on their head?
Blue? Oh, I don't know, Ash Wednesday of fucking
of marriage.
Centrin Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday of marriage.
I don't know. They're doing the tying the thing, and I don't know.
That's kind of cool. You want to do that?
That's kind of played out.
Is it?
They did in Game of Thrones. When Rhaegar and Lyanna got married, they tied it. I will honestly say, I don't know if that's actually a thing they did. If that was like a medieval thing. Yeah, she's going to fuck that hedgehog tonight. Get that hedgehog dick in there.
Is this like...
You think his dick is spiny? Bark. Whoop. I like how he's barking.
Right, I was going to say he barks. So is he really a hedgehog? So, hey, are we pulling... Are we having a Disney moment here?
Yeah, pretty much.
True Beauty Love's and the Beast. Kiss.
Yeah. Although Beauty and the Beast, that's going to be... I don't know if they're going to do that story.
That's a story?
It's a, all these are twists. Renfrey was Snow White. Renfrey was Snow White because in the book she had this seven gnomes. halflings, I should say. Instead of like dwarves that she fucking like pillaged with. A Grain of Truth is the Beauty and the Beast one. I hope they do it, but I don't know if they are. Oh.
A Destiny. Oh. All right.
That is, this might be 8 times. They might have all said that shit in the last 15 minutes.
And now look, now you have a normal.
Hey, can y'all don't need to start making out like this right here in front of everybody? Oh, right here. This line. Don't grope for trout in any peculiar rivers until dawn. Like, why dawn? Is that his curse? Oh, it's a fucking gremlin? You can't do it in fucking... He is so done. He's like, let me leave.
Like, God. That's why he's like, just do like, the same as you did.
A law surprise, all right? Oh, here's another massive thing, too. In the books, he claims this law surprise to get a Witcher. Like, he knows what he's doing. Like, he does it to be
wants,
like,
he
a
Witcher.
Yes. And I think they changed it in this because they don't want him to be an asshole and keep the Witcher thing going. They want the Witcher thing to be bad and Geralt and all of them to be like, fuck this whole Witcher thing. We're not choosing it. And that's a huge change. Oh. Don't drink yet.
Mm. He said Destiny.
Oh my God, he did. Because we're about to finish the drink right here. All right, well, I'm out of beer. Beer.
Take that.
This is going to be it. If they say anything after, I'm going to have to share your fuck. There it is.
Fuck.
God, that's a great one. I think that's the second best fuck in the series. The best one is still to come in Rare Species. Oh, God damn it. MouseSack 100% says Destiny here. Do you have enough in there for us to share?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to stay. He's going to be like the House Witcher. That's a sitcom right there. Ciri, MouseSack, and the Witcher. Just getting all these hijinks in Syntra.
Wait, here so he was going to take this child and make a Witcher. Is that what you're saying?
That's the point of it. That's what the Witchers do. Like, as the child is surprised. That's generally what they did, trying to get a boy.
Trying to get Witchers.
Destiny drink.
Oh.
But yeah, that's what they generally did. Although Geralt's, I don't think, was a child. What? No, they don't have to say it in there.
Child. Would be extraordinary.
Extraordinary. You got to say it like them.
Ah, sorry.
Yeah, extraordinary. Child surprise. Surprise would be a good one.
So is it his fault for Syntra falling?
I think that's the whole point of why he feels so guilty at the end. Yeah. And why in the later episode he might just have a fucking death wish. True words are rare birds in courts like this. Again, another screenwriter is just lying where they're like, I got it. There you go.
But that is the second time he said watch for daggers and
yeah,
back.
He said
it to Dandelion earlier.
To Yaskier.
Dandelion.
In the show, it's Yaskier. In the game,
Dandelion.
It's Dandelion, as they pronounce it in the audiobooks. I'm glad he didn't fucking say Destiny another time, though. Although I still may have to just one.
Say it again.
Don't do it. Yeah, he just goes, Destiny. Clit.
Yeah.
Did I say clit? I think I said clit instead of cut.
Well, I said clit now. Click.
No.
No, you definitely.
And now we're showing, like, if you're in any way unsure of the timelines, now you're like, oh, yeah, the fall of Syntra. Oh, shit. This is where, the Doppler and they cut, fucking cut out his entrails. Yes. Oh, this, hold up. Yeah, this is weird as shit. This is another one of the top three questions I would have is this right here. Well, it's Calantha, the queen. Were so many of the people you had killed dead, worthless. Mistress.
Mistress.
Yeah, I don't remember that shit either because it's Frangilla.
Oh, yeah, mistress.
But why mistress? Again, yes. Who cuts like that? Who cuts like against? You pull down with a knife. You don't cut up. Fucking weirdo. I'm glad you're about to get disemboweled. So yeah, you cut off the strip. You eat it. This is just really fucking weird. Oh, okay. And then, all right, disembowel him. I don't know.
Wait, what?
Something like this just seems needlessly violent.
Why did we do that?
It just seems like it's like, hey, we need to just really be fucking gory and we really need to be gritty. I don't know. I don't particularly care for that. Like, that just seems a way to turn people off that don't like the super gore. Like, they might just be like, all right, I'm fucking done.
So,
I don't know. I don't like that. I didn't like that scene.
Who knows
at all.
How long it's been or whatever else, but so they're still in Sintra fucking it up?
The fall of Sintra? Slaughter of Sintra?
But
no, this is that night.
But they just said she's in Brokolan Forest, so it's not that night.
Oh fuck, you're right.
This is where the timeline thing I think gets messed okay. up for people
oh,
watching.
Oh,
it.
I should say this. They have said that Ciri's whole thing takes course of a week. So at this point right now, that's a few days.
They've been
so
yeah.
it's a few days. Yeah, okay. That's true. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like no, that's where I think the timeline for a lot of people watching this gets fucked up because it's like
yeah,
they're still
well. It's like
it looks like it's the same night.
Well, I think Geralt's. Goes over the course of quite a few years, and like Yaskier looks exactly the same.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, you're right.
I think he's a little grayer.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, that, I don't know, that whole scene there was just like, they made Nilfgaard really fucking weird.
Oh.
And I wonder if they're going to pull back on that.
I love how they're like, hey, that water didn't work. You got to drink from the
You
got to
drink from
source.
The motherfucking source.
Yeah.
But you gotta drink this fucking aqua turquoise goo.
Yeah. She's like, okay.
I love also how they don't actually watch her drink it.
Right?
Like,
she just
been like,
didn't make sure.
Oh my god, this water is so crazy. And again, we end very weird here. For the future, this is not the Karathi Desert, where she may teleport to later. Maybe not.
You're going even beyond me right now.
I'm going on about season 3 here. No, season 4? I don't know. Years. We'll get to what I just mentioned there in about 2025 probably. So, you know, we'll come back and listen to this later.
No, we won't. So is that the tree she just drank
the
from?
Tree from the beginning. I don't fucking know.
From the beginning?
The beginning, the logo that was doing.
Oh,
they said the Witcher,
yeah.
That's the tree.
I thought...
What are you, child? And scene. Fiend.
Because she's
Declan Labara.
Something.
Oh, that makes sense. That dude's fucking weird. The writer.
Well, don't make fun of
no,
him.
No, no, I'm not making fun of him. Dude's awesome. Great Twitter follower. He showed sketches. Yeah, if you don't follow him, follow Declan Labara, the writer of the episode. He wrote, he drew sketches of like monsters and like posted them or tweeted them. And mentioned like how he pitched these in the writer's room. And the showrunner was just like, oh, this shit was incredible. He did something else. Oh, he sang. Fuck, what song did he sing in?
Toss a Coin to Your Witcher?
No, that was only one person. Oh, it was a later one. He did like sing. He's like a musician in that sense. No, if I ever call somebody weird, that's usually a fucking compliment. But it would make sense that weird ass shit in this episode,
yeah.
He fucking wrote it. Which is what you do. You're like, oh, I'm going to make it weird. He probably threw it in and she was like, oh, that's fucking great. All right, so what you think?
It was really good. I liked Geralt's storyline. I liked Yen's storyline because it kind of, like you were saying, that
yeah,
this
yeah.
is the time where she's like...
And she changed, too.
Fuck all y'all, blah, blah, blah.
She changed very quickly.
I don't get the Ciri storyline, and it may just be because it ends so abruptly where you're like, what just happened? The waters thing, like all of it, I'm really confused. Like the only reason I understand like what that forest is and everything is that you explained it, that it's like, you know, a women tribe and they use the men and blah blah blah. I don't understand what that's supposed to be for Ciri's journey. Is it just a pit stop? Is it like I know it
yeah.
means so much more in the books because that's where her and Geralt meet and blah blah blah, but I don't know. I was kind of like,
The showrunner explained that to get the payoff at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have known Ciri. So they had to have Ciri from the beginning. I just think that it didn't really hit. Because everything Ciri, the whole Brokolan like side story, the only thing that it really changed or that would come out of it to me is that Dara realized who she was.
Right.
And that obviously changes their relationship and what's to come. I just wonder, I don't know if it was needed. I really don't. Like, I just don't think of it because as far as the books go, the Dryads never really come back. Like, they don't. And the whole thing there, like I said, from the books was it's where they, Geralt and them, meet. They realize that she is straight up special, like crazy special. And then most importantly, at the end of Sword of Destiny, they split back up. Geralt rejects her. And Geralt says, I'm not going to go with you. Mousesack, take her back. And it literally ends with Ciri, like, basically calling him like a pussy. Like, come back. Fucking look at me when you leave me. Don't leave, Geralt. She's like crying and like pleading for him to stay. And he just walks away. And it has huge ramifications for the fall of Syntra. But in the show, man, I just didn't.
But I get why they didn't do that though, because spoiler, that last episode is so powerful when they do, like, when Destiny brings them together.
But that's what happens in the books though. That's the very end of the second book.
Right, but I think if we had seen them before and he like walked away, I don't think it would have had as much of an impact as it did in the show.
See, I think it's the opposite. I think because him leaving
and then coming back
and then being, because remember in the show he's at the fall of Syntra,
right?
And then he like looks for her and doesn't find her. In the books he's not,
right?
And then he hears about it and they're like, everyone's just like, no, she's fucking dead. The whole fucking city's dead.
Right.
Calanthe threw herself out the building. They're all fucking dead. And then he's like, oh my god, what did I do?
Yeah.
I fucking had a chance to be with her. I had all this shit. I rejected Destiny. I caused all this shit. And he goes into super mopey Geralt mode, like depressed Geralt mode, where he gets, again, that death wish kind of thing. And then when he thinks, like, all is lost, they just happen to find each other.
I mean, they do still kind of do that when he goes there to try to protect her, and they deny him, basically.
I don't know. It's easy to second guess. And I'm not saying anything was bad, per se. I just don't think, to me, the Ciri stuff, she just kind of meanders, like you said. Yeah, it just kind of comes in. Like, the one episode, she was barely in it. And here, it's like, oh, and then even in the ones coming up, it gets really fucking
weird. Does she remember going to the Talking Tree?
Yeah, that's going to be when they come out, and then
when they come out, yeah, like, I don't know, just some of it, is she starting to realize she's special, or she just think it's some big Destiny thing?
Yeah, I guess the only thing you say if it builds to a head, I don't know, we didn't look at the timing of it. But again, that's time that didn't go to Yen in this episode, and it's time that didn't go to Geralt. But I do think the Geralt one here, I think everything was covered that they needed to there.
Yeah.
So.
I thought it was good. It had some funny parts.
Yeah.
There's some laughs in there.
Yeah, it was good. All right. The cat just throw up.
I don't know.
Did you hear that?
No.
All right, I heard a weird noise. She might be cleaning herself. All right, so I think that'll cover it. I think we've got everything going there.
Hope y'all enjoyed.
Hope you enjoyed it. Judging by the amount of downloads, it seems like people are definitely interested in it. Again, I've gotten very few feedback on it. So I guess that's good.
Just assume you like it.
I'm assuming since people are literally downloading, I'll just go ahead and say it here, that the first episode of this, the one I did by myself that first time, literally has more downloads in the 2 weeks, 3 weeks, than damn near every single other episode. So it's obvious that these are big, that people like them. If they didn't, I don't think people would keep downloading them in that sense, because the downloads keep going up. So I guess it's working. And we might need to adjust the drinking game to Destiny being a half sip.
Jesus.
Because good Christ, they just rapid fire that thing in there. So at least be until the end. And we're kind of meandering, rambling now. And it's been over an hour, so we're going to sign off. We'll be back with episode 5, which in my buzzed state here slips my mind. But it is basically based on, as I stall for time and tried to get it.
Just, it's fine. We're going to do episode 5.
It's over the gin. Edge of the World is the other one. Last Wish. Oh, my God. It's the name of the first fucking book. That's when you know it's tired and it's late and it's a Friday night and it's been a very long week. It's over the Last Wish, which was where it's kind of a big thing where Yen and Geralt meet, and there will be a lot to say over that as well, because
brown chicken
they get that in there. What the hell is that? Brown chicken, like, brown cow?
Like brown chicken, bow wow.
I've never heard that.
Really?
Brown chicken, brown cow?
Yeah.
I know, brown chicken, but brown chicken, brown
cow. But because it sounds like it. Just keep saying it fast and it sounds like that.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Uh-huh. God. Yep, exactly. Brown and we chicken, should end cow. On that right there. You're welcome.
So, Whispers of Oxenford. Everything will be in the show notes. At Witcher Podcast on Twitter. WitcherPodcast@gmail.com. At Lynn's 915?
Yes.
Sure it's not 912?
Nope.
At Lynn's 915 on Instagram. I don't have an Instagram because I just am not that cool, apparently. So, signing off. That'll do.
Good night, y'all.
Or good morning, wherever you're at.
Either one.
Bye.